Wisconsin City uses Mark Zuckerberg money to buy mobile voting precinct. By Joel B. Polak on May 2, 2021. The city of Racine, Wisconsin, will soon deploy a mobile polling place funded by the Nonprofit Center for Technology and Civic Life, CTCL, using money donated by Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg and his wife, Priscilla Chan, in 2020. As Breitbart News reported last year, Zuckerberg and Chan donated hundreds of millions of dollars of their personal wealth to CTCL, which made funding available to local governments in Democrat-heavy areas of key battleground states. The funds were used to drive up voter turnout, which, given the geographic focus of the donations, meant boosting Democrat turnout. Critics accused the so-called Safe Elections Project of being a Democratic get-out-the-vote, GOTV, operation in disguise. The Racine Journal-Times reported Saturday, original links. In the coming months, the city is also expecting to receive a mobile voting precinct the city council approved the purchase of in August 2020 using CTCL money, to be purchased from Burlington RV. Despite the name, the mobile voting precinct won't literally be a voting precinct that rolls through streets like an ice cream truck, allowing for people to run up and vote. It is illegal for voting booths in Wisconsin to be roving. Instead, it is expected to be used for early voting at different locations, perhaps parking outside a community center for a set number of hours one day and then at a park the next. All dates and locations for voting would be announced a certain number of days ahead of Election Day. The number of days of notice required differ depending on what type of election it is. According to the Wisconsin Elections Commission, for example, it's 40 days for a special municipal election. There is also the possibility of using the vehicle for voter registration events. As Breitbart News reported last month, Republicans in the state legislature are trying to make it illegal for counties and municipalities to accept private funding for election administration, and to require future donations to be given to the state's election commission, to be distributed on a per capita basis. Last week, five Racine residents filed a complaint against the city for its use of private donations in the 2020 election. The city received $942,100 as one of five Wisconsin cities targeted by CTCL. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.